Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing subtraction. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write mine, you write yours. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. If you look at the top of your paper, you're going to see a picture. I want you to look at the kitty cats. Let's touch and count the kitty cats because when you subtract, you need to find out how many in all before you take any away. You got to get the big number. So touch and count the kitty cats. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cats in all. So that's going to be our whole amount before we do any subtracting. Let's color 2 of the cats orange. You pick which ones. Any kind of orange works for me. And you color 2 of the cats orange. You pick them. You color them. We're just going to color 2 of them orange. So because we're reviewing, you already know we got to get our big number so that we can subtract. If you don't, and then you say, hey, I want to subtract 8 cats. I want to pretend 8 cats ran away out of this living room. Well, when you go to take away 8 cats, is it going to work? Nope, it isn't. Because what's our big number? 5. We only have 5 cats in all. That's all we have. And believe me, that seems like a lot of cats for one person. Just saying. So 5 cats, if you said, I'm going to take away 8, it would not work. You cannot do 5, take away 8. It doesn't work. The most you can take away is 5, because that's all we started with, was 5. Uh-huh. Take 2 more seconds for your 2 orange cats. 2, 1, and then let's color the other cats, all of them, gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. Is it just me or do some of these cats look like a tiger? Just saying. I know tigers are a type of cat, but oh my, in a living room? I don't know about that. I'd be a little nervous, although they do look a little cute. I'm going to tell you something about myself. You might already know this if you've hung out with me before. I'm really more of a dog person. I have a dog. I've never had a cat. I've petted cats, but I've never had one. Just saying. I'm almost done with all my cats that are gray. So there I am. I am finished. I'll give you 3 more seconds for the cats. 3, 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. Find your black crayon or something dark, like maybe a dark purple. So we have 5 cats. I want you to X out, cross out, take away the 2 orange ones. Sorry, orange cats. We'll say they went into the kitchen to eat dinner. So 5 was our big number. We took away 2. It equals how many? 3. We have 3 gray cats left. 5 take away 2 equals 3. All right, let's try another one. Let's try another one. Do you see the vases? There aren't any flowers in them, but there are some vases on some tables. Let's touch and count the vases. Ready? Let's get our number in all. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 vases in all. Let's color all of those vases purple. Any kind of purple doesn't matter to me. So we have our big number. We know how many in all. 4. So what would be the most that we could take away, that we could subtract from 4? Yep, 4 would be the most. Could we take away 2? Yes. Could we take away 1? Yes. Could we take away 9? No. If you only have four, you can't take nine away. Four is our whole amount. I finished my last vase. I'll give you three more seconds. Three, two, one. All right. Pick up your pencil. I'm sorry, not your pencil. Pick up your black crayon or your dark colored crayon. Sorry, Mrs. Oldham, had a brain freeze. All right, ready? We have four bases in all. I want you to X out three of them. You pick them. One, two, three. What would be our number sentence? What did we start with? What's our big number? Four. How many did we take away? Three. So four minus three equals one. Yep, that's called subtraction. All right, let's try another one. Do you see the mirrors on the wall? They kind of look like picture frames. They're actually mirrors. We're going to call them mirrors. Let's color them a light blue. If you don't have a light blue, just use your regular blue. But before, wait. I'm having brain freezes left and right, boys and girls. I am so sorry. Before you color, take out your finger. Did you bring it with you today? Awesome. Let's touch and count the mirrors. We got to get our whole amount. Ready, begin. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven mirrors. Okay, now you can start coloring. We're going to color all of them blue. Seven is our big number. It's our whole number. It's what we will subtract from. We will start with seven and then subtract from it. Yes. And when you subtract, unless you subtract zero, which is possible, if you don't take anything away, then you're going to end up with the same amount. So if we had seven and we don't take any away, we're still going to have how many mirrors? Seven. But if you take away more than zero, if you take away one or two or more, when you subtract, you're going to end up with a smaller number. It's going to get smaller because when you subtract, you're taking away. You're taking away from the big number. All right, I just finished my last mirror. Take three more seconds. Three, two, one. Okay, find that black crayon. Ready? We are going to cross some out. We have seven mirrors in all. I want you to take away, ready? I want you to take away four. You decide which ones. One, two, three, four. Seven mirrors. Take away how many? Four equals three. Could we do it this way? Could we say four, take away seven? Could we do that? Nope, that doesn't work. If you have four, you can't take away seven. So you've got to start with the big number, people. Seven take away four equals three. Let's try another one. Ready? Count the tables. Touch and count the tables. One, two, three. There's a big one, a little round one, and then a little square one. We're going to color those brown. We have three of them. Let's color all of them brown. Three is our big number. Three in all. So, it's not a trick question. If we have three tables in all, what is the biggest amount we could take away from three? We could subtract. What's the most we could subtract from three? Yep, three. Could we take away four from three? No. You've got to get that big number. And I know three isn't a big number, but it is the whole amount. So, it's our whole number. We got to start with that before we can subtract from it. I am on my last table, boys and girls, so you check. Make sure that you're keeping up with me. If not, you're going to finish at the end. And hopefully you didn't finish too much sooner than me. Otherwise, I'm going to be worried that you're sloppy. All right, I am finished with all my tables. I'll give you three more seconds. Three, two, one. Put down your brown crayon. Take out your black crayon or your dark colored crayon. And we are going to take away, ready? One table. X out the round table. X it out. So we had how many in all? Three. That's the number we begin with, and then we subtract 1, and it equals 2. You got it. All right, let's try one more. Ready? Touch and count the lamps. 1, 2. What's our whole amount of lamps? 2. That's the number we can subtract from. Do you see the lamp with the stars on it? Let's color the lamp with the stars on it green. Any color green will work for me. Color the whole lamp green. The stars, the lamp shade, the lamp base, make it green. 2 lamps in all. We're going to subtract from 2. I'm almost finished with my green vase. Take 3 more seconds. 3. I said vase. I'm so sorry. What? I must be tired. I'm finished with my lamp. And so I'm going to put down my green crayon. You take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right. The other lamp on the round table that we crossed out. See that lamp? Hopefully you didn't cross that lamp out. It's okay if you did. You can keep coloring. Let's color that lamp yellow. Let's color that lamp yellow. It's a lamp, not a vase. Mrs. Oldham is trying to wake up and smell the roses. All right, so we have a yellow lamp on the round table. How many lamps in all? 2. That's our whole amount that we'll subtract from. I'm finished with my lamp, not my vase, my lamp. 2 in all. Put down your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Put them down. 2 lamps, and I want you to take away 0. What is 2 lamps? Take away 0. How many lamps are still in our picture if we did not cross them out? 2! 2 minus 0 equals 2. Awesome. All right, let's move down to the 10 frame. And if you have reviewed and done all these lessons, then you know we're reviewing. You know what the 10 frame is. It's the boxes with the circles in them. Okay, ready? Let's color those circles, those counters, blue. Let's color and count at the same time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, put down your blue crayon. Take out that black crayon. I want you to take away 1, cross out 1 counter. What was our whole amount to begin? 5. How many did we take away? 1. How many do we have left? 4. Write it on the line. Our number sentence would be 5 minus 1 equals 4. Scoot over to the hands holding up the fingers. Let's count the fingers that are being held up. Touch and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I want you to cross out 3 fingers with your pencil. 1, 2, 3. How many fingers are still held up? 3. Write it on the line. 6 was our whole amount. We took away 3 and it equals 3. All right, move down to the number line. Look how I put a circle around the 7. That's our big number. That's our whole number. That's the whole amount. That's what we're going to subtract from. Well, let's trace the arrows and hop back to see how many times we're hopping back. How many are we taking away? 1, 2. 3. So it's 7 take away 3 equals, what did we land on? 4. Box up that 4 for me. We hopped backwards 3 times, so 7 take away 3 equals 4. And the numbers get smaller when you subtract. Move down to the word. It starts with an S. It says subtract. Let's trace it. S-U-B-T-R-A-C-T, subtract. Let's read the number sentence. 8 take away 4 equals 4. Trace that 4 for me. How do you know that that number sentence is subtract? Do you see the takeaway symbol between the 8 and the 4? Circle it for me. All right, scoot over. We have one last one to do. It says, read it with me, 3 minus 1 equals. Well, let's check our vase of flowers. Do we have how many? We started with 3. That matches our number sentence. How many does it tell us to take away? 1. Cross out 1 with your pencil. How many flowers are left in the vase? 2. Right. 2 on the line. Let's read our number sentence. 3. Take away 1 equals 2. Boys and girls, you did it. You are amazing. You can review subtraction like nobody's business, even though I kept making mistakes. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.